broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
In prison, there's more black people. Yes, there are. And that's
basically got steals and voyeurism for me.
Across the state, we've traveled today. We have not.
Our children do not have, they are not tethered.
My name is Roger Ebert. I love the Phil Hendry Show, and I think Keith Olbermann is a closet homosexual.
Gay as hell.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The only news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch on this show, and where we go through the looking glass and take you, we take you a lot of places. We go places other talk shows cannot go, as we march over top of every dumb ass there is, every dumb ass that wants to pull this country backward, the liberal, the so-called progressive. So-called progressive because they actually believe they're taking this country somewhere. Sure they are. They're taking it a lot of places, man, mostly to hell. In the words of Lloyd Bonafide. Anyway, welcome to our show. This hour we have Jim Sadler joining us. Dr. Jim Sadler from San Diego is going to be talking about atheists, and he's with an organization called Veterans at Heart, VAH out of San Diego, Veterans at Heart. We're going to find out what that organization is about. Atheists are seeking the role of chaplain in the military. Atheists. And we're going to find out why Dr. Sadler supports this. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Don't forget the Phil Hendry Show website at philhendryshow.com. You can pick up a backstage pass. It's a lot cheaper than a six-pack, way cheaper than that pack of cigarettes that you buy every day. As a matter of fact, the cigarettes you're buying every day, or the beer, or whatever it is going to cost you more money than a backstage pass will cost you for like 6 months, maybe even a year. So check out a backstage pass, then you're online, and you can see our archives, you can see all of our podcasts, our daily podcasts, our classic Phil podcasts, and, of course, our live streaming video on Phil TV in HD. And I want to direct you to our shop, because the Phil Hendry Show t-shirt is in, the brand new classic Phil Hendry Show t-shirt. And I'm wearing on Phil TV in HD right now. I'm looking, if you're looking at the camera, you can see I'm wearing our ball caps that we're going to have for the summertime. These are a beautiful thing. Camera 3 shows you the backside of the ball cap, which, you know, when I say backside, I hope you understand. And
well, what, you're going to show something butt or something?
Who's asking you? In any event, head over to philhendryshow.com and check out the shop and all the other things that we have to offer. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Jim Sadler joining us in a moment. In the military, there are more than 3,000 chaplains who minister to the spiritual and emotional needs of active duty troops, regardless of their faiths. The vast majority are Christian. A few are Jews or Muslims. One is a Buddhist. There is a Hindu chaplain. Possibly even a Wiccan may join their ranks. As a matter of fact, you might be interested to know, at the Air Force Academy, at the Air Force Academy in Colorado, there is a place of worship for Wiccan cadets. Now, strange as it sounds, an atheist chaplain is being proposed by some. Groups representing atheists and secular, so-called secular humanists, are pushing for the appointment of one of their own to the chaplaincy, hoping to give voice to what they say is a large and largely underground population of non-believers in the military. Joining the chaplain corps is part of a broader campaign by atheists to win official acceptance in the military. Such recognition would make it easier for them to raise money and meet on military bases. It would help ensure their chaplains, religious or atheists, would distribute their literature, advertise their events, advocate for them with commanders. And basically, I think what atheists are trying to do is get the same status as gay people, black people. In other words, you watch how insidious this becomes, folks. They're going to begin to compare themselves to gays. Atheists who choose this belief, choose it. They weren't born to it. In fact, if you want to know about what you're born to, what is actually ingrained in the DNA, what is actually, it could be argued, is a part of our very brain chemistry, you could argue that we are actually believers in God. Given the tens of thousands of years the human species has been on this earth, and from the very beginning, we believed in the supernatural. From the very beginning. So that a bunch of jive mothers are going to say, oh, all of a sudden, I think I've decided that I'm not a believer in God. I think I'm going to decide I'm an atheist. Well, okay, fine. You can decide anything you want. But don't you dare put yourself in the same category as people who were born to an orientation or a color of skin or a gender or a disability or anything like that. And I'm betting money that says that's what they're going to do. Dr. Jim Sadler is going to he's going to waltz into the middle of this particular lion cage. And Dr. Sadler, I don't envy you. How are you this evening?
Oh, Phil, I'm very good, and I think we can agree to disagree on some things. I think I've got some things to say about what you just said.
Now, you're a part of an organization called Veterans at Heart. What is that?
Phil, Veterans at Heart is an organization of men and women who served this country. We were not in uniform. We were not soldiers. But we would have been had we been allowed to be the soldiers that we knew we could be. The fact that I was raised a believer in God, and the fact that there were chaplains that were religious, God-believing chaplains, made me feel that I had to adhere to a certain kind of ethic. And so I couldn't go in the Army, I couldn't go in the Marine Corps, I could not go into the military and serve my country the way I wanted to, which was to go and kill the enemy.
Well, wait a minute. A lot of veterans went and killed the enemy and believed in God.
They believed in God, but their kind of killing, their kind of soldiering, if you will, was based upon a limitation, and that was the limitation was a belief in God. So they couldn't really go into war and be the full, aggressive, non-discriminating, and I guess you could say, cold-blooded killer that they could have been. I wanted to be a cold, and I in me is a cold-blooded killer, I feel. But because of the God chaplains, as I call them, there was always going to be a chaplain there telling me, don't, you know, love your fellow man, love your fellow man. Yes, you have to kill the enemy, but love your fellow man. So I could not be the cold-blooded killer that I felt that I could be. Other veterans at heart, other members of VAH feel the same way. That is why we have become very much...
Wait, well, hold on for a minute, because you've said an awful lot there, and it sounds... I've never heard anything like this before.
What don't you understand?
What I don't understand is you saying that because there were chaplains in the military, you knew that you'd have to answer to a God, and therefore you couldn't go and kill the way you felt you could?
That's essentially true, yes. I know. Why is that so difficult to understand? I think that.
Well, it's not difficult to understand so much as I've never heard anything like that.
Well, I think, Phil, you're coming from a paradigm and you're coming from a belief system that says that people who dodged the draft, which I did do, I dodged the Vietnam draft, were people that did not believe in war. I very much believed in war, but I couldn't. I could not go to the Vietnam War and go and, to use very unrestrained language, which I hope you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I couldn't kill the way I knew that I could. And
why do you say you couldn't kill the way... What, are you saying you wanted to violate the Geneva Convention?
Well, no, but I did want to be very aggressive. But when you've got a chaplain there who reminds you that there's a God, you suddenly pull back. At least I would. Other guys, maybe knowing that there's a chaplain who believes in God, maybe they would say, well, it doesn't matter, I'm going to go and kill. But for me, it would have affected me, and that's why I went to Canada. Not because I didn't believe in the Vietnam War.
So you, I'm going to just be clear, you dodged the draft, what year?
1970.
1970. Was that your, so that was your first year in college?
Well, I was reported for induction at draft. The draft board, I reported in August. I turned 18 in August. I was classified 1A. I was then in the draft, the initial draft lottery for 19, or actually the second draft lottery for 1970, which was in the month of, I think, November, December. My number came up 4. And so...
But number 4, you were going.
I knew that I was going. And I wanted to go, but I realized they had God chaplains, and so I wouldn't be able to be the killer that I wanted to be. Now,
all right, I'm going to interrupt you here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We have with us Dr. Jim Sadler, who's a man who said he dodged the draft not because he didn't believe in the Vietnam War, but because they had chaplains who would constantly remind him of the existence of God and therefore you couldn't be the killer you knew you could be.
Yeah, so you asked me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, but I mean, the way you said that is you're saying that as if you think I'm crazy.
No, I've not used that word, sir.
Well, I heard the way you said it, and you said it very slowly. You went, you didn't think that you could be, so you think I'm an idiot. And
no, I didn't say that at all, but I'm having a difficult time, and now this veteran's at heart. Are you calling yourself a veteran?
Yes, I'm calling myself a veteran at heart. A veteran at heart.
You went to Canada. You dodged the draft.
I was not a draft dodger because I didn't believe in the Vietnam War. I was a draft dodger because they wouldn't let me kill the way I wanted to.
You know, you could talk to 1,000 veterans of the Vietnam War, and I bet you they would assure you that you would have been able to kill the way you wanted to had you been drafted or otherwise inducted into the Army or any branch of the service that you wanted to join. And what, I don't know what kind of killing you wanted to do.
I did not want to be constrained by a belief in God. And that's the part you're missing, Mr. Henry. That's the part that either you're missing on purpose because you're trying to, piss me off.
No, but you're giving a lot of cowardly excuses, sir. I don't even know that I believe that you went to Canada because you believed in the Vietnam War. It sounds like a very fancy way of saying I was against the Vietnam War, but I want to say that.
No, that is not true. Why would I start an organization called Veterans at Heart? What?
And this Veterans at Heart, so that means you would have been a veteran.
No, we are veterans. We're veterans at heart. We believed in the Vietnam War, but we could not go to war because of chaplains that believed in God. And those chaplains would keep reminding us of a God, and we would not be able to go out and kill, just butcher up the, I wanted to go and kill a lot of, I wanted to go and kill a lot of gooks.
All right, I don't want to hear that, okay? We have a lot of listeners that might be Asian descent.
Well, that's what I wanted to do, and I couldn't because of the God chaplain. Now with an atheist chaplain, understand, Mr. Henry, this is going to give the United States military many more recruits, because with an atheist chaplain, they won't have to worry about God standing there wagging a finger at them. There's going to be an atheist chaplain that will remind them that there's no God, and they can go out and just chop the enemy in half. Just kill, 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 kill. And you just keep saying the word kill for, a lot of time.
All right, 877.
Well, the pause, okay, I noted the pause.
All right, sir, the pause is I'm having a hard time believing what I'm hearing. 877-876-7445 is the Phil Henry Show with a guy who claims he's a member of a group called Veterans at Heart. These are guys that would have gone to Vietnam had there not been chaplains. The chaplains, believing in God, would have reminded them that there is a God, and they wouldn't have been able to kill the enemy the way they wanted to. But with atheist chaplains, they won't have to worry about that. I think the guy's a draft dodger. He admits to being a draft dodger. He says that it wasn't because he was against the war, though. I think that's offensive to vets, and this guy's coming up with some fancy thing. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. And with me is Jim Sadler. And Dr. Sadler is with the Veterans at Heart. By the way, you're a doctor of what?
I'm a doctor of psychology.
Doctor of psychology. Do you hear? All right, so you're listening to yourself, sir. And
Mr. Henry, you're not a doctor of psychology.
No. But do you hear any rationalization going on here? All right, let me just say this.
No, I don't feel that I'm rationalizing anything, and I don't think that it's right of you to bring this up in that manner. As a veteran at heart,
all right, right there, the veteran at heart thing. You're not really a veteran. You're not really a veteran. You're not a combat veteran. You are a guy you claim would have been a veteran.
I would have been a veteran. I wanted to fight for my country. And if there'd been an atheist chaplain, and I would not have had to be reminded about God, I would have fought for my country, and I would have killed the enemy in the way that I knew that I could. Because we didn't have atheist chaplains, okay?
What if there were atheist chaplains right now in the military?
If there are atheist chaplains right now in the military?
Right now in the military, would you join up? Would you go fight in Afghanistan?
I'm too old, you know.
All right, but say you were young enough and you could go. Would you join up?
I would join up. It is a different war. It's a trick question, sir, because number one, I have bad skin. I've got bad lungs. I can't fight in a war in a desert. I was perfect for a jungle, but I wanted to fight what makes me patriotic, and I wanted to fight for atheism, and that's not unpatriotic.
No, I asked you a question. If there were atheist chaplains, would you join now?
I would join now.
Then you would go and fight.
I would want to, but I wouldn't be able to because of eczema and because of my asthma.
And why did you not have asthma and eczema as a young man?
It was a jungle. It was a jungle environment, so there was moisture. Well,
you know, I'm hearing a lot of excuses here.
No, you're not hearing excuses. I'm a veteran who didn't.
You're not a veteran, sir. You're not a veteran. 877-876-7445. Let's go to a phone call. Dwayne in Meridian, Mississippi. Go ahead, Dwayne. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
My outlook on this is simple. I mean, especially the questions you just asked. I mean, it's plain and simple. A draft dodger is all this is. I mean, you point blank ask him a question, and he started 100 excuses of why he still wouldn't go. I mean, it doesn't make a difference.
No, sir. I would go. I would fight against Afghanistan.
Okay, then why don't you go?
I would go, but they would tell me to go home because of my eczema. Okay, and you call me a draft dodger, that, you know, to every veteran, that's a terrible thing.
And you're not a veteran.
Yes, a veteran at heart. A veteran at heart. If you wouldn't mind calling me a veteran at heart.
All right, you're not a veteran. You're a veteran at heart?
I'm a veteran at heart. And as a veteran at heart, I wanted to go to war because of the God chaplain.
No, I know why you didn't go to war. You went to Canada a lot. Did you hang out with draft dodgers up there?
Did I hang out with? What is that supposed to mean?
What, sir, during the Vietnam War, there were Americans that went to Canada who were dodging the draft. Did you know any up there?
Of course I did. It was impossible not to be a young person.
All right. Were you hanging out with those people?
When you say hanging out, are you talking about, what are you talking about? Did I have my zipper down?
No, I'm not talking about that.
Well, if you would mind being a little more specific.
I never made any, I said hanging out as in, were you socializing?
There was nobody else to talk to. The only other people to talk to were Canadians, and they don't share your bag, so yes, I did.
So there you were in Canada, dodging the draft, talking to a lot of people that didn't want to fight. And you say that you wanted to fight, it's just for the fact that they had God chaplains and you couldn't kill enough. I wonder what those people would have thought about that. Here is David in Houston, Texas. Go ahead, David, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
They had no problem with it.
I doubt it.
Phil, this guy is a draft-dodging coward. He clearly avoided the war. I mean, there's not any, you don't have to speak to any chaplains if you don't want to speak to the chaplains. This guy, he's a loon.
No, but because there were chaplains,
on your show.
Because there were chaplains, they were God. You know there's chaplains. You know there's chaplains. And there's talk of God. And if there was talk of God, then I have to think about being punished by God, and I would not be able to go and slaughter, you know. I don't know if you know anything about it, but...
Well, what do you know about it?
I could have slaughtered the enemy, except I had to believe in God.
Listen, I'm a veteran, and nobody was going to stop.
A veteran of what? The Boy Scouts? What do you mean a veteran?
Oh, wow.
Well, how old are you?
Me? I'm 40.
40. You almost wanted to say something else, didn't you?
No, I was in Desert Storm, and I was in Somalia, sir.
let's give this man the respect to believe him.
Well, you want me to believe him, and he sounds like he's 10. And meanwhile, I'm taking it up to you-know-what. God, I'm on to your program.
All right, listen, thank you very much, David, and thank you for your service to our country. We'll be right back here on the Phil Hendry Show.
What about my service? I did not serve.
I'm not going to give you any veteran status. We'll be back on the Phil Hendry Show with Jim Stafford.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Dr. Jim Sadler, and Dr. Sadler is calling from San Diego. He is a doctor of psychology, but more to the point, he is a man who is advocating atheists in the chaplain service in the military, and that is, these would be men and these would be women who are atheist chaplains who can minister to or advise. I don't even know, how does that work?
How does what work?
How does an atheist chaplain work, and what does that mean?
It means you can speak to this chaplain who's an atheist, and you can get advice from an individual who's not going to be relying on religious text.
Is it the same as having a psychologist?
It's not the same as having a well.
So why would you need a chaplain if you got a psychologist?
Because the chaplain goes and talks. You know, Mr. Hendry, I'm here to simply say, I don't want to get sidetracked by, I'm an atheist, all right?
I'm just wondering how an atheist works as a chaplain as opposed to just going to talk to a psychologist.
I'm an atheist, and had I not been, I was kept from being a soldier by religion. I was kept from being a soldier by Christian religion. And
what about Jewish religion?
Well, I mean, what you're trying to do now is piss me off, you know. And
you know, for a psychologist, you talk not very intelligently, sir. And
no, you're trying to piss me off by saying, what about a Jew? What about a Hindu? What about? I'm saying that my... Boy, oh boy. I'm saying, Mr. Henry...
No, I know what you're saying, that if there had not been Christian chaplains or Jewish chaplains, that there wouldn't have been any emphasis on God, and you would have been able to kill the enemy much more freely. I think you said kill, 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 slaughter them. I think you used the word slaughter. And instead, you were not able to do that, so you dodged the draft and you went to Canada. And you want me to believe that's because you love this country and wanted to fight for it, not because you didn't want to fight for it.
Not only do I want you to believe that, I demand that you believe it because it's the truth. And it's the truth. And if there are atheist chaplains, then I would have gone to war and I would have slaughtered up. You can say what you want. I would have butchered more Vietnamese. And that's why we are an organization, Veterans at Heart, where we know we know what we would have done and we know how we would have fought.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right.
What does yeah, uh-huh mean?
Because I think it's easy to say, sir. 877-876-PHIL. And as far as being a veteran goes, there are real veterans out there who I think would be hard-pressed not to be offended a little bit. Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, and Jason's calling from Fort Knox, Kentucky. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I have a couple of comments for the doctor here. First of all, being that my father served three tours in Vietnam, he stood up and he fought for his country. And I myself deployed to Iraq with 4th Infantry Division, 122nd Infantry, out of Fort Hood in March of 08 to March of 09. And we were visited regularly by chaplains. And you can either believe in God or not believe in God, and you can also serve your country at the same time. I know that you say that you're an atheist. I myself am an agnostic, so I don't subscribe to any one religion, but that has nothing to do with stepping up when your country asks you to fight for it and do what needs to be done. Freedom is not free, sir. You're nothing but a coward, and you ran to Canada to get out from going and fighting.
Wait a second. I was an atheist. Wait, are you telling me I believed in God, and when you believe in God, don't you not want to kill? Yeah.
What?
It has nothing to do with whether you believe in God or not. You can still serve your country. You said at the time you believed in God. Well, if you read the Bible, the Bible says, what did Jesus say? Render unto Caesar's that which is his, and render unto God that is his as well. You can serve God and you can serve your country at the same time.
All right. Well, I didn't have that understanding, and so I was hung up by it. And I'll tell you, had there been an atheist chaplain, I would not be hung up by the whole God thing. I could go in. Look at you. You're an agnostic. I would have gone
There's no such thing as an atheist chaplain. Chaplains are holy men. There's no such thing as an atheist chaplain. Chaplains aren't even allowed to carry weapons, even in combat zones.
So, sir, you're telling me that the New York Times article written by James Dale about atheists seeking a role in the military...
Atheists may be seeking a role in the military, but to be a chaplain is an asinine idea. I told you, what is an atheist going to counsel, an atheist chaplain going to counsel a soldier that a psychologist wouldn't? It sounds to me like they want more psychologists, you know.
Bill, and we had access to both of those, even in country in Iraq. We had access to psychologists, and we had access to chaplains. And you could go to see others. It's not the chaplain didn't burst in your door and make you listen to whatever he said. It was your choice to go see him when he came to your FOB or your COP or whatever and talk to you. You didn't have to go see him. But that has nothing to do... Yeah, COP. A Coalition Outpost is what it stands for. Coalition Outpost. But
have you heard of our group, Veterans at Heart?
Hey, I don't want you bringing that up with a real
There's
soldier.
There's no such
you don't
thing
mind.
As veteran at heart. If you didn't stand up and serve your country, you're not a veteran. You ran to Canada to get out of fighting.
Wait a minute.
Your little excuses about your eczema and your asthma. Okay, first of all, our company commander, he deployed to Iraq. He had psoriasis to the point where he had to have injections of medication in order to keep it under control. And me and several other of my battle buddies, we all had asthma, and we had our medications there with us in Iraq, 130 degrees, sandstorms reaching 3 miles into the air, and we still did our duty.
Well, wait a minute. Your commander had isn't that bad breath?
No.
Psoriasis.
That's psoriasis, not halitosis.
Is a skin disorder where your immune system produces an overabundance of skin cells, which causes flaky, scabby skin on the top. And it itches, and it cracks, and it bleeds. It's very bad. Yeah. And he had
eczema is like shingles. I had shingles.
Okay.
Right, listen, are you listening to what this man is saying?
You take your cream with you, and you go fight for your country.
Take my cream?
The cream that use to treat your eczema. My son has eczema. He's 2 years old. We put a cream on it. It goes away.
You know, sir, with all due respect, you have answers that make me look like an ass at every turn, and I wonder if you're a plant by Mr. Hendry.
I wasn't the cowardly ass that ran to Canada to get out of fighting for his country. I volunteered.
You know, Mr. Hendry?
I volunteered to serve my country in a time of need and to go fight our enemies abroad.
I wanted to serve our country, but they wouldn't let me because God
wouldn't let you. Yeah, just like my dad wanted to serve his country. They let him.
But I believe in... Well, wait a minute.
All these guys believe in God, and they went to Vietnam, and they went to Iraq, and they went to these places, and they killed the enemy. And as this gentleman said, the Bible, for everyone, the Bible has an answer, and the Bible has a way to approach a problem. And for this gentleman, the quote about Jesus saying, render unto Caesar, is his way of viewing Jesus' words.
Well, to me, I hear them say, turn your cheek. Great. So I go to Vietnam and I turn my cheek.
It doesn't matter. You're trying to distract everyone with these asinine excuses of why you couldn't go. Okay, I have asthma myself, and I can tell you that it always is worse when you're in a very humidified area. The desert's not very humidified. Your problem would have been even worse.
It would have been better. In Vietnam, it would have been worse.
Wait a minute. I believe that I have even worse skin than your son. So
right now,
you know
right
something,
now,
man?
The
you
only
got a lot
problem
of bullcrap
that I can
excuses.
See is that you are a coward and you have a problem with a lot of poop coming out of your mouth.
I'm allergic to dust.
You're allergic to dust, you're allergic to air, you're allergic to peanuts.
You've got a lot of excuses, you know.
No. That's what you are.
No,
you're
sir,
allergic
I
to fighting.
I would have killed
them.
You wouldn't. They would have given me the Congressional Medal of Honor had I been.
You know what? I'm going to stop you right there. Thank you very much. Good call, sir.
The Congressional Medal of Honor? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no kidding.
That is the highest award given to soldiers that fight for their country.
I would have had been too guilty believing in God to kill the gook. And
don't use that word. You're a civilian living in a country now that is filled with Asian Americans. I don't want to hear that word.
You called them the enemy.
No, but wasn't that...
No, not you. You weren't a soldier.
I'm a veteran at heart.
You are not a veteran. You are
all right.
Not a veteran.
Thank you, sir, for your call. Very good call, and thank you for serving our country, sir. 877-876-7445.
Why don't you thank me? And I guess you won't thank me for serving the country because you don't think I'm a veteran, but why do you... Why do you put your lips right on the hind end of these guys?
Because these guys actually went to war and risked their lives. And as we've often said, a veteran is a guy that writes a check that's good for an amount up to and including his or her life in service to this country. And so they deserve respect, and you didn't go. A veteran at heart.
I told you I was allergic to dust.
Allergic to dust? So if you're allergic to dust, what has Vietnam got to do with it?
But I had... Mr. Henry, you have disrespected every veteran at heart that's listening to the program tonight. And there was a lot of men out there and women that would have been happy to go to Vietnam or to Iraq or to Afghanistan and to just, man, like if you've ever seen a flamethrower, I would have loved to have had one of them. And then you would have seen some real killing. But I didn't...
No, I wouldn't have seen no killing. You were in Canada, and that's where you were going to stay, whether you were a veteran at heart, whether you had eczema, whether you had dry skin, whether you were allergic to dust, or whether you had halitosis. Ain't that bad breath. 877-876-7445. Here is Mike in Texas. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I just don't understand why he's saying he's an atheist. A true atheist believes in what he can do as an individual. If he was covering up that he's just a coward at heart and he didn't want to go fight with his fellow countrymen, just admit it. Quit making all these excuses.
I will not admit to something that I am saying. If I'm a... All right, I was... I was a scared. Wasn't you a scared?
If you're not scared, then there's something wrong with you. You just...
Exactly.
You're not an atheist.
Exactly.
And you're hiding behind religion. You're hiding behind everything.
Atheist.
I served 21 years as a full-blooded atheist. I never went to a chaplain once. I never went to one service. I believed in what my abilities would do and my training, just like every other soldier did. I went out there. I did my job. I did what I was supposed to do. And you are just a coward. That's all it is. And you're not even an atheist.
You say you're an atheist?
Yes.
You weren't. What about God? Say it, okay, that's why you were a good soldier, because you were an atheist.
Well, why didn't you join up? You were an atheist.
No, I believed in God at the time.
Then why
if you're
an atheist?
Yeah, if you're an atheist now, you can join.
Not until they get atheist chaplains, because the God chaplain keeps reminding you of God.
This gentleman was an atheist for 21 years, served this country, and it never bugged him. You just didn't go to... Were there chaplains running around telling you to believe in God? What
they never forced anything on me. It's always,
so you didn't have to go to service.
Service. It's all volunteer military. It's all volunteer service. They don't force nothing on you. If you don't want to go, you don't have to go. You're just...
Yeah, but you knew they were
there. If you're scared, they'd be scared. If you're not a man enough to stand up for what you believe in and go do the right thing, don't hide behind everybody else
or anything else. I do believe in being a patriot. I do believe in carving up the enemy a new one. And, God, I wish I could have done that. But they wouldn't let me.
No, you wouldn't let you. You wouldn't let you. The country would have let you.
No, because God would have reminded me of what a war criminal I was.
You're full of crap. You know that? God ain't going to remind you of nothing. And what is this allergic to dust? When did that happen?
When did it happen? It happened when I was a kid.
Oh, I see. So now you can't go to Iraq because you're allergic to dust. You didn't mention anything about dust.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. If I didn't... I talked about my asthma, right?
Yeah, your asthma, your eczema.
You're a hypochondriac. You're a hypochondriac, and you make excuses every time you turn around. There's no excuse for it.
Well, look at this. The guy's disgracing every American veteran
in the United States.
You're disgracing all atheists by not sticking up for a fellow atheist. And
he doesn't even believe you're an atheist. I don't either. Mike, thank you very much. Great call.
You're welcome.
21 years in the United States military for that gentleman as an atheist, and he didn't have to worry about chaplains running around and telling him there's a God, and you better watch out, and you better not carve the enemy a new one or whatever the hell it was you're talking about. Good God. Is the draft-dodging guest that we have here with us, Dr. Jim Sadler, really a veteran, as he claims, or is he really a coward using atheism as an excuse? Our number is 877-876-7445. Next hour, the News and Information Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And we'll be back with that. And don't forget our souvenir shop there, our merchandise store, I should say, at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And if you're looking at our stream, our live stream on Phil TV and HD, we've got our Phil Hendry Show mug. And it says there, in your Easter bonnet with Phil Hendry's mug on it. That's our coffee mug. Go and pick one of those up. It's a beauty. And we also have, as I mentioned, our brand spanking new Phil Hendry Show, all-purpose, wear-anywhere colors, a T-shirt to be exact, and we've got it in sizes up to triple X. Check it out at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. On the line with me is Dr. Jim Sadler as we continue this discussion, and you heard what I said, sir. Draft dodging, by any other name, you know, is still draft dodging.
Well, I think it takes quite a pair of you-know-what, Mr. Hendry, to call me a draft dodger when I've loved my country. And,
well, you know, you don't love your country when you come up with cornball excuses. You can say, you know,
this is not an excuse. This is, I want to kill the enemy in ways that you would not even imagine, but I couldn't because of the God chaplain. And that is my, and
no, when you say, well, I'd go to Afghanistan, I'd go to Iraq, but I've got a dust allergy. And I have a...
asthma. Ask anybody with asthma.
And I just talked to a young man who's a soldier there. You heard him saying he had asthma. He brought his asthma medication with him, and he was able to function quite normally. Here is Issa in Indianapolis on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to listen, comment on some of the gentleman's accusations that I hear him talking about, that he's a veteran at heart. And I have a hard time accepting that, myself being a veteran, I too have asthma. And I went to the Desert Storm. I went to Somalia, and I served my country with gladness. And I actually was in a platoon with three atheists, and they were there fighting side by side with me. That's one point. Another point that I would like to make is that just because you go into the military, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to pick up a weapon and fire it. You have support staff. You have you can deliver water. You can be a medic. You can do all kind of. There's other ways to serve your country. So, sir, I have a hard time.
But I didn't
want
to do that. I wanted to kill the enemy. I wanted to kill the enemy, but I couldn't because they kept throwing God at me every turn.
That you just heard veterans saying that they, God.
If you listen to you saying that you believe in God, then now you're saying that you don't believe in God. Is it really necessary? Are you really saying that you don't believe in God? Because by having the perception of God, you already know what God is about. Is it that you just don't accept God? You don't sound like a psychologist, sir.
I am a psychologist, but I have been warped by my experience in Veterans at Heart, because we get together once a week and talk about how we would have been great soldiers, but we got damaged.
How can you say
that you're a veteran at heart? I mean, a veteran at heart. You're not a veteran. You know, if you're saying you're a veteran at heart, by you not being a veteran and by you being a draft dodger, you have no heart.
Wait a minute. Wait just a second. Had I been allowed to serve, and that is, God,
had I been allowed to...
You were allowed to serve. You just didn't choose to serve because God was with the chaplains, and that would have reminded you of God, and you couldn't butcher up a whole bunch of Vietnamese like you wanted to.
I never said...
Yeah, you did. You said you would have been hell on wheels, man, with that flamethrower. Didn't you say that?
Yeah, I would have.
If it wasn't for the fact that there's God. Now you're an atheist. Now what's hanging you up?
Because they still got chaplains. If they had atheist chaplains... forget it.
Yeah, forget it is right. And this Veterans at Heart thing, man, run this by me one more time. You guys sit around on a Friday night and do what?
I didn't say Friday night. Well, now you got a guy laughing. Now the guy's laughing at me. I hope you feel good, Mr. Henry, because I came on your program trying to get respect for Veterans at Heart.
Well, no, now you guys sit around on whatever night it is, and what do you do?
And we talk about how we would have kicked ass.
You talk about how you would have kicked ass, but you didn't.
No. And we got to sit there and play cards. You gonna laugh at that? That's pretty pathetic.
So why don't you talk to a bunch of veterans and thank them for the way they went over and kicked ass? You would have
because it reminds me because I wanted to do that.
You know what? Go back to your child psychology practice or your animal behavior, whatever.
Animal behavior? What a shock!